Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First of all, we don't talk about, you know, private stuff, sorry, on the air about contracts or anything like that. But, Jalen, what happens in the league is that agents leak names, and agents of people not even, or other teams, or, yeah. I mean, Brad's probably on the phone with every team, definitely every week during the season, just saying, who do you like, who's playing well, who do you like in our roster, you know, just, and he files it away in that, like, his mental database, you know, so that's just that. They talk all the time about everything. That doesn't mean a trade is proposed, and Jalen's not going anywhere, and he knew that before the trading deadline because I told him personally.
How many secrets can you keep? This tune I found that makes me think of you somehow when I play it on repeat.
That was Celtics owner Wick Grosbeck on this very program in February. And it appears, based on comments that he made to Bleacher Report and to the New York Times, I guess, that Jaylen Brown is unhappy that he was mentioned when it came to trade talks. I don't know, you know, I take Wick at his word that it was others that were whispering his name and not the Celtics, but maybe that doesn't matter to Jaylen Brown.
Good question. I
don't know.
I do have a question.
That was an excellent question, Curtis. Thank well you. Done by you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. And I know I said it in my lead, but I do want to know when these remarks were made, because I do think it holds different weight if these remarks were made in March or if they were made in January.
Why? What's the difference?
Really,
because back in January, we were having the same song and dance we had last summer about, is Jalen going to get traded for KD?
I think his mindset is his mindset, whether the comments were made back in March.
But when you're in the heat of the moment, you might say things that, you know, a few months later, you feel a little bit differently.
But
about.
I don't think Jalen's that type of dude to say something and then, oh, man, I shouldn't have said that. Like, I think he's, like, pretty aware of what he says. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he's that type of dude, just based off his, you know, his personality, and you're reading stuff about him. He like seems like he's really locked into what he's saying.
Does it feel like the Celtics are singularly focused on winning a championship?
No.
Or does it feel like a bunch of misfit parts are together trying to figure out a way to get the season over with?
Well, it feels like Jaylen Brown is bothered that Jason Tatum is the superstar and is treated that way.
But it's starting to feel like Jaylen Brown is, we all recognize that he's like an intelligent person and he comes off very that way, but it's starting to turn into or morph into like Kyrie intelligence, where it's like
Kyrie Jr.
Yeah, where it's like, I think I'm smarter than you. And it's like, especially when you read that article and you read the relationship he has with Kyrie Irving now, like, it feels toxic.
No,
it
I just
feels
think
like
he,
you should.
I think
like,
he thinks differently, Sean.
Yeah, but people in his inner circle, it says in the article, people in Brown's inner circle warned him about certain things, like things with Donda and Ye, and yet he just continues to move down that path.
So Greg, I think he's just being enlightened in a different way. See,
I'm so tired of people telling me how enlightened they are.
No, but I hate when people instantly judge. And they go, because they look in, they view things differently, especially when it's about black men, and they look at things and they start.
Well, no, but you can't.
Let me finish. I'm going off of what Shime says, because he brought out Kyrie. And
yeah.
Kyrie, so when black dudes try to enlighten themselves and want to learn a little bit more about their culture and their history and, you know, their ancestry, I hate when people start to instantly go, well, he's going in this direction. No,
But then why are you continuing to support a guy who is just spewing anti-Semitic comments?
Because you believe in some of the things that he's talking about, right? It's just like, you know.
That's an issue, though.
No, but
that's
okay. I didn't grow up in the 50s and 60s, right? But I did write an autobiography on Malcolm X. There are a lot of people who didn't agree with some of the things that he was pushing. Black people, but there were a lot of things that they did agree with. So you're not going to always agree with everything. It's just like with Trump, right? There are a lot of Trump supporters who agree with some of the stuff he's pushing, but they don't agree with everything he says, but they still can go, okay, he's enlightening me to certain things. That's all I think that when people with Kyrie or maybe Jalen Brown,
they're just in a different view. I don't care what my surgeon thinks of Donald Trump. I just want him to perform the surgery. I mean, in this situation, we're hearing people airing their issues with the media, at best in the middle of the season, at worst during the most important stretch of the season, because they need to be validated and they need to have their side out there without any regard for the impact it would have on the team. And of course people are entitled to do whatever they want and think and become enlightened. I think that's awesome. Everybody should know who they are, where they're going, and where they've been. But at the risk of sidelining or waylaying a season because you're mad that your name's in trade reports,
well, that
to me is the least team-friendly thing you can do.
Yeah, but you're going down the shut-up-and-dribble road because if you're saying that because you go, I just want my surgeon to do my surgery, right? As long as the surgeon's not doing anything to neglect you as a patient, like Jaylen Brown is still playing well. He's still playing at a high level. He's not having, like, it's not affecting him on the court.
Do you think Kyrie Irving might be a bad influence on Jaylen Brown?
I don't know Kyrie.
No. Just look at him as a player.
No, I don't think so.
I'll tell you what I see when I look at him as a player. He's a fantastic basketball
player. Who's this?
Kyrie Irving,
yeah.
Very talented.
Uh-huh.
Very talented.
Uh-huh.
As soon as the going gets tough, he gets going.
Right, but okay,
do you think that might rub off on Jaylen Brown?
No, I don't think that necessarily would potentially. I don't think Kyrie Irving's a bad influence on him. I would say if Kyrie Irving had issues where he was out hanging around with people that were waving guns and like kind of with Ja Morant.
You said
bad influence.
Yeah.
But to me, a bad influence is somebody that's putting you in harm's way where you could get in trouble with the law or you're doing harmful to others.
How am I fraudulent?
If he's thinking differently.
Are you going to explain how I'm fraudulent?
Yeah. So the way I said to you about you being fraudulent initially is because you kind of criticize all the time I hear you talking about millennials and how millennials can't think a certain way. And then you're like, well, Jaylen, you just got to go out there and play and tough it up. Last I checked, Jaylen Brown was a millennial. So a lot of these things that you want him to do, like his whole talking to people, you call them like, sensitive, and he's hearing things.
I said he was all up in his fields.
Yeah, all up in his fields, but that's what millennials do. You should know better.
Players across every league in every sport, unless you're, you know, Patrick Mahomes or Giannis Antetokounmpo, are getting talked about in trade rumors all the time, and yet, for some reason, it seems that Jaylen Brown is the one getting all upset about it. Marcus Smart was in trade rumors too, and he's not getting all upset about it because on his level,
the way we talk about him here is at a superstar level.
Mm-hmm.
What other players at his level do we talk about trading
across the league?
At his level.
Kyrie, KD.
Well, Kyrie comes with baggage.
Yeah.
Right.
This is clearly baggage too. Like, it's not.
But it wasn't. This is all new. I agree with Wiggy that we never talk about guys as much as we talk about Jaylen Brown on the trading block. And I also think when we bring up the Kyrie Irving and is he a bad influence.
It's also not as common where you have two young superstars on the same team. And the question becomes, do you build around one and do you get value for the other? I mean, it's not a direct offense to Jaylen Brown to discuss when it comes to business what might be better for the basketball team.
Wait a second. Everybody talks to me about why can't they do what Golden State did with Klay and Steph? You never heard about trading any of them two.
I'll tell you why they can't do it, because Jason Tatum doesn't want to be the number two guy.
No, but You mean Jaylen Brown?
I mean, Jaylen Brown doesn't want to be the...
And I agree with you. But
he wants to be the superstar. He doesn't like that he's not treated the same way Jason Tatum is treated.
Right, and I agree with you on that, Greg. My only point is to Shime is go, when you have two guys at that level, they're not always... Like, you don't always hear Golden State fans talking about trade Clay. And yes, I agree with you, Greg. And I've been on this from day one. Any professional athlete to a man is not going to want to play second fiddle to anybody, especially when he thinks he's on that level.
This is Jerry from Weston. What's up, Jerry?
Good morning, everybody. How's things?
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good.
So, you know, I'm wondering if what might be going on here is, you know, he's been told for a long time that, you know, maybe things are different for him because of the color of his skin, and he's can't buy a house, or he perceives the process of buying a house different for him because of what he's been told for 15 years, when in reality, it really is no different. You know, just because I said I saw Sasquatch doesn't mean I really saw Sasquatch. If his perception of these situations, the fans in Boston, or the process of trying to start a business, or the process of buying a house, if he perceives them as being tainted because of the color of his skin, then that's what it's going to be. Whether that's the case or not, that's his perception. So now he's carrying that. And listen, be very wary of somebody who tells you they're the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah.
Because if they're telling you how smart they are, chances are they're not the smartest.
They're not the smartest person in the room. Curtis, you're losing your fastball, by the way. You should have said, you should have made a Florida pool joke when he referenced Sasquatch.
I know, I was going to. But I have a question. We alluded to it earlier. So you're saying that Jaylen Brown is Kyrie Jr.? Is that sort of?
That's what Chime said.
Is that like Carl's Jr., but you get something you didn't order and you get yelled at for questioning why?
Well, it was interesting to learn that they did not see eye to eye when they were on the same team. And then after the fact, they, you know, made amends. And then when Kyrie was going through all the anti-Semitism stuff, it was Jaylen behind the scenes telling him, like, it's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. You're going to get out of this. Like, so to in my mind, I actually think Jaylen plays the bigger brother role here. I understand age-wise that is not the case, and experience-wise, but when you look at this relationship throughout this article, I actually think Jaylen is an influence in Kyrie's life.
Which could happen. It happens all the time.
Yeah. I actually don't see Kyrie being a bad influence in his life at all, because everything I read throughout this article, and a lot of it is Kyrie speaking on their relationship, saying, you know, I consider him a brother, that he stands next to me with all 10 toes on the ground, and he was the one getting me through all of that. If anything, to me, that seems like Jaylen is the big brother in the scenario.
And if you're going to blame anybody, blame the Celtics. Blame the Celtics for this. You created this monster, right? If you have two,
how did they create him?
Because if you have two young superstars that you really feel like you want to build around, you're not always dangling one of them out there as a potential trade piece. Jaylen Brown's name and trades have been going all the way back to Kawhi Leonard.
Because teams call about Jaylen Brown?
Right, but you don't think that they call about Jason Tatum and the Celtics are like, hell no, beat it.
Well, according to Wick, that's exactly what they say about Jaylen Brown. Stephen gets calls all the time and said no, we're good.
So then why are there so many basketball insiders that are respected, whether it's Woj or some of these other guys, that always say, you know what? The Celtics are interested. They always say
because agents know an easily manipulated piece, Wiggy. Jason Tatum is the number one here. Everybody in the world knows that. And as an agent, what do? You try and pry loose the other person.
Right, but you're always getting it from the other end. You're always getting, so the Celtics are in on the Kevin Durant trade.
The last time this came up, the only person that was saying it was Stephen A. Smith.
Woj said it.
Oh, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Woj said
the
at the beginning.
Round he did.
Yeah, but who does Woj talk to?
No. Woj said in the before the season, the Celtics.
I'm talking about when Stephen A. Smith started this whole thing up again in December January.
But by that time, Greg, he's already feeling a certain way. He's already. You think Jaylen Brown has been feeling this way for a long time? And when this organization is out there picking up the phone and going, "Hey, listen, we'll give you Jaylen Brown," That's about what they're doing.
All right. Lots to get to when it comes to the latest comments from an unhappy, I'm guessing, Jaylen Brown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.